This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Now that manhunt for two convicted killers who escaped from a maximum security prison in upstate New York, refocusing this morning on Western Vermont.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, June 11th, 2015. Happy birthday to our friend, Dr. Oz. The president announced yesterday that he will be sending up to 450 more U.S. troops to Iraq to step up the training of local forces as they battle the Islamic State or ISIS. The president also ordered the expedited delivery of essential equipment and material to Iraqi forces seeking to reclaim territory captured by the Islamic State. The Los Angeles City Council yesterday approved a hike in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Oh. Specifically, the City Council approved an ordinance that would take the minimum wage from $9 an hour to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. The rule would require companies with more than 25 employees to comply over time in small increments until hitting the $15 an hour mark by the year 2020.
That's going to make a lot of people go out of business.
Yep. Or you just have to pay $50 for a hamburger now.
You know, because now people are using what was supposed to be a temporary job as their career.
Yeah.
You know, like when you worked at fast
food,
you only
worked
there as a teenager for a summer.
Everybody does not work.
Well, open a business. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see very quickly that everybody is not worth $15 damn.
Four of B.B. King's 11 surviving children are raising the possibility that a second will exists, and they again are accusing the
will is wrong.
That's right. The legend's longtime business manager of stealing his wealth and endangering his health in his dying days. The probate court documents filed Tuesday in Los Angeles by a lawyer for Patty King, Karen Williams, Rita Washington, and Barbara Winfrey stopped short of repeating previous allegations that Laverne Tony and another personal aide, Myron Johnson, poisoned B.B. King. They alleged ahead of the court hearing tomorrow that his trusted business agent for 39 years, who had power of attorney, is unfit to become executor or personal representative of B.B. King's estate.
That would make a great reality show for the kids of B.B. King.
Pass away. Any kids, yeah, all his families. You're right. Yeah. The will is wrong.
The will is wrong. That must be nice to be able to say, there's a second will. There's a second will.
And a new, now permanent co-host has been named on The View. Raven Yay! Simone is
you like
joining.
That?
Yeah. Yes.
You like Raven?
I think that Raven's she's very controversial. She always is in the news about something. I think she's going to keep The View in the news. And she's a young demographic. She's a youngin', so she's
damn
definitely...
her. They should have kept you. Damn her.
Well, there
yeah,
is that.
I stay in the news, boy.
Yeah, what? That's where I'm going.
I don't need to be on the news.
And replaced by somebody younger. Yeah, damn her.
Yeah, damn her. I ain't thinking about her.
We don't want nobody younger.
Congratulations. Yeah, I know. I don't know. Congratulations. Y'all gonna get me. Congratulations.
You won't get it from me.
Sherry.
I did not. I'm Sybil. See, when you get with
15,
Tom and Jay.
15 before the hour.
Congratulations.
This is the TJMS.